You know, the rain held all through the 4th of July weekend. We certainly appreciate it. Here in the district, overall, we had a very successful holiday weekend. Did not receive any fatality reports in my district. Now, that's just our department. Obviously, there's other departments, local police departments that might have had something. But as far as our agency, we had a good 4th of July, and I appreciate that. That helps everybody out. So, yeah, the rain's here now, so it can rain. We need some rain. So,
And a couple of reminders. What are the first few things that come to your mind that motorists don't do when it's raining?
Well, it's that long period of time again where you've had no rain and the roads have been hot. The oil comes to the top, and then we have a little moisture on them, and people just got to slow down. You got to know your vehicle. Some of these lighter vehicles out on the roadway now, they just don't hold the road like some of the bigger ones do. So know your vehicles. This that time of year, you need to check your tires. Seen a lot of blowouts on the highway, but them same tires that are getting kind of wore down when you get on the wet roadways, you're going to hydroplane a little bit easier for something if you don't have new tires on it. So then the top two, slowing down and make sure you have good tires on your vehicle.
Got to have your lights on, then you got to have your wipers going.
Yes, sir. Visibility less than 1,000 feet. People ask me that every now and then. Visibility less than 1,000 feet, then you got to have them headlights on so you can be seen. That's the most important thing.
Let's go back to the motorist assist thing, because you do mention about tire blowouts, and what are some reminders there?
Well, I helped some people during the holidays and stuff, changing flats, and main thing is get somebody to help protect you while you're stranded on the roadway, and to get out far as away off the roadway that you can, possibly find a parking lot or a private drive, something to get off the roadway. And if you just don't have the tools or the capability of changing that flat or whatever, we have that 1-800 number on the back of your deal or your inspection sticker. Call that number and they'll dispatch a trooper out there, and we'll try to see if we can get you some help. So that's what that number's for. So we don't mind coming out and helping.
All right. Also, a reminder, although it hasn't happened in Brazos County with a ton of rain, there's been enough rainfall. I've seen some flood advisories. I don't know if there's been any flood warnings out yet, but that old saying, turn around, don't drown, comes to mind.
Yes, I guess out more west of us here, they're probably where it's more rockier, and they'll probably have a little bit more flooding that we would have here right now. But remember, when them barricades go out, do not go around them. That's why they say turn around, don't drown. And that is a Class B offense. They raised that a couple sessions ago. So, when you do that and you get stranded and you put a lot of people at risk, including yourself, and so they decide to raise that to a Class B offense. So you can be taken to jail get stranded, plus go to jail. So that's costly today, if you ask me. So just remind people not to go around the barricades. You could use good judgment on that.
All right. What else on the agenda today?
Oh, we got so much going on.
well, we still have the better part of 10 minutes, so let's see how much we can knock out.
Well, before I get off the water part, I was watching. I was kind of doing some reviewing, because it doesn't really get talked about, a lot, far as what do you do if you do happen to get in that situation, you get washed off the roadway. And I hate to say it, but I watched it on Mythbusters the other day. You have to let that air pressure in that car actually catch up and equalize before you can get that door open. So if they have these hole punchers that you can put on your keys that break the glass, your side glass, where you can get out earlier. If you're waiting to get that door open, sometimes that's going to be hard to do. So Florida actually leads the nation as far as vehicle death drowning. So that's one thing we don't lead in. And obviously, they're a state of water. So they find themselves in more situations than we do here in Texas. So they can hold that record. Just remind people that it doesn't take a whole lot of water to get your vehicle moving off the roadway, depending how much weight that vehicle weighs. So, like I said, let's don't chance it. Even though barricades ain't up, just don't take the chance. Turn around or find another way to get into where you need to go. So just want to pass that on. As far as your farmers and stuff, obviously the rain's good. Been seeing a lot of hay going up down the highways and stuff with it's drying out. The governor extended that proclamation letter, and up to August 11th, the ranchers are now still not required to get permits on the round cylinder bales that you see going up down highway on the height and width. So that has been lifted. There are other states, you'll have to Google that, find out where they are, depending where you want to go. But there are all other states joining Texas. I think Oklahoma's on there, where they have the same lifted that same width permit exemption on them round cylinder bales. So that's going to help the farmer out. It's a $10 permit anyway, but it just you know, we're still in and out of a drought, and so I just wanted to pass that on, that the governor did extend that for the hay haulers out there on the round cylinder bales. Speaking of that, the trailers that I'm seeing on the roadway, there's a new type of trailer. I might have commented on this in one of my earlier shows, but remember on them dual-wheel trailers, make sure you have mud flaps on that. The farmers don't get the exemption on that. The RVs, your buses, your bobtail truck tractor out there, like you see pulling your 18-wheelers going down the road, they get exemption. And then also, your pole trailers that do your timber out in East Texas, they get exemption, and everybody else got to have mud flaps. So, and on them super tires, they added that legislation ago, that the super tires, like HEB trucks and stuff, you'll see them going up down the roadway, they also have to have mud flaps. So make sure everybody keeps the mud flaps on the trailer and make it safe out there. Coming out of the legislation, obviously they're not done yet, and that's occupying our department with a lot of time, as if you've been watching any TV, with the extra security that's needed there. So it's
you weren't called over there, were you?
I was asked. No, we do have extra folks going over there, and especially this time of year when people are trying to take vacation time off and all that. But hey, it's just part of it. When things happen like that, we respond. That's what we do as an agency. Hopefully, I think what I heard this morning, TxDOT has some issues as far as the funding and the highways and building all that, and they get that done. I think they're trying to wrap that up. So,
but the additional security, when was the last time you all were asked to do that, if you can remember?
To this nature, it's been a while. It's been a while to this nature. But we always provide the security at the Capitol as an agency. So, but the extra manpower, it's been a while to this degree. So that happens sometimes, and obviously that's what they're there for, and we'll accommodate. So I was going to mention one thing I wanted to take out of that. If you happen to get stopped, it's effective immediately in Senate Bill 181. Now you can electronically show the police officer that you have insurance on the vehicle that you drive. And most of the times, if we get to our tough book or laptop inside the car, we should be able to run that plate. And it's going to let us know everything about the car we need, plus the insurance and who you have it with, even the expiration date on that policy. However, sometimes things don't get updated. We may have to ask you to physically hand us a copy of that. And if you don't, if you have it on an electronical device, we'll certainly accept that as an agency, show that you have insurance coverage on the vehicle that you're driving.
Well, that'll be a benefit for sure.
One more thing, as the summer continues on, obviously the heat strokes, we've talked about that in the past. Again, it doesn't take long, the cars to heat up. There's a dog owner in one of the counties not too far from here that was actually charged with animal cruelty. I don't think she, it was one of them days that about a week or two ago where we had 90 degree days, so she didn't think it would heat up that much, but the dog ended up passing away, and they filed animal cruelty on it because they left the dog too long in the car.
If it's so, the same thing that I'm thinking of, the story indicated the temperature inside the car was 140, yes, even though outside it was in the 90s.
And that's the point I wanted to make. That's exactly the same one. So we had a 50 degrees temperature difference between the inside and the outside. So, again, not only human life, but your dogs and animals and stuff like that. So the best thing this time of year especially is don't leave anything in your car for any amount of time. And I think if you do that, I think everybody's better off not doing that, because like I say, it doesn't take long for your car to heat up, and that's obvious. And then now this person's getting charged with a Class A misdemeanor for animal cruelty.
Yeah, so just imagine if you sat in a vehicle, yeah, with the windows rolled up and you couldn't get out and it was 140. How long would you last?
Not very long. Not very long. Where are we at on time, Bill?
We got another minute or so.
Okay. I get talking here, run out of time here. One of the things I like to point out, if you're paying close attention, people ask me, are we still encouraging on certain vacations and stuff, certain countries not to go to, whatever? I think anybody, before they decide to go anywhere, whether it be Mexico, any other nation or country, whatever it may be, that they need to do the research and let you know let that be their judgment. But yes, we do still have problems there, on, especially on the border down there, and we're trying to do the best job we can dealing with that. But I would say do your homework before you go anywhere, and use better judgment on that, deciding where you want it to go, and make if you feel comfortable with it, safe for your family, then I say do it. But pay attention. I think there's plenty of information on webs and countries that I think it'll give you a clear picture whether it'd be safe enough to do them travel. So we got some good beaches here in Texas to take advantage of them. So
plan on doing that too. Well, thank you so much as usual, and I'm sorry to have to let you go back out. And it looks like you're going to be hitting some rain when you get outside.
That's
here.
Fine. I'll slow down.
Very good.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and yep. I just again remind all your motorists out there to slow down, be safe during the rain.
For sure. Very good. Jimmy Morgan, trooper at the Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.